I do have Anna Tobin, Executive Director of Meals on Wheels Older Adult Alternatives of Fairfield County. She and I are going to talk about, oh goodness, you know, there's so many different things. Well, different services, programs, and such that you offer at Meals on Wheels. Anna, let's go ahead and begin with that.
Right. You know, Meals on Wheels has the nutrition programs that most people are very familiar with, the home delivered meals, the community site locations for meals for seniors, our restaurant sites. You know, there's so much more than just the meals that we provide. And on the other side of that is the supportive services. And those are services designed to help our seniors stay, you know, independently living in their home. And they can range from anywhere from personal care and homemaking through the Lifeline emergency response buttons to caregiver support. Programming.
Because where do our seniors want to be and remain for as long as they possibly can?
Yeah, you are so right. Right at home.
Right.
And that's where they want to be. And that's where, you know, spouses want to keep that promise to their loved ones when they maybe start deteriorating a little bit more quickly. And that was one of the topics I wanted to speak to today was when you do find yourself in that caregiver role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
After years, you could even be a young adult caring for an aging person in your life. So there's just a lot that comes with it.
And you know what? And it does. It begins with maybe mom and dad, you have one living with you and you could be a caregiver, or it could be that spouse that, you know, it goes way back and when they got married and those vows that they shared, until death do us part,
right.
They are set in their minds. I'm going to stay home and I'm going to take care of my spouse because that was the promise I gave right from the beginning. And
yeah.
Sometimes there are some other things you may need some support that Anna, you're going to talk with me about here in a bit.
Right, right. Because sometimes it just can become a little overwhelming. You know, you want to love and honor and cherish and support till death do you part. Sometimes it just can be overwhelming, and we just want people to know that we're here to help when that situation may arise.
Anna Tobin is with me. She's the Executive Director of Meals on Wheels, Older Adult Alternatives of Fairfield County. And we were talking a little bit earlier about what topic you wanted to discuss today during the show. And it's about caregiver support, because you never think, I think even at my age, where you might be down the road when it comes to, well, your spouse, or even for me, it could be my parents, one of my parents that I may have in my home and I'm going to start taking care of because whatever reason, you want to be the one to take care of them.
Right. And I think that is a perfectly valid expectation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our parents are there for us as we grow up, and we want to be there to care for them, or our spouses are alongside us on our journey through life. And we decide, I'm going to care for them as they age and progress, you know, towards, older adulthood, I guess you would call it. And we don't know what is to come.
Right.
We can have dementia setting in. We can have stroke or other ailments that can make us really require a lot of care.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where the reality slaps a lot of people in the face, is when that need for care outweighs what you're able to supply.
And Anna, I'm going to say, I may be one of those people that are going to be stubborn. I can't say, because I am strong-willed. To say, I'm gonna, but I think one of the signs, maybe we'll just go ahead and say it now, when you as a caregiver begin to see your health decline, that's the number one, first sign. But what are some of the things that we can pay attention to see a loved one who you see it's becoming a bit much for them to take care of an ill?
Right. I think if a caregiver, you know, starts exhibiting signs of, you know, depression, being withdrawn, feeling overwhelmed, having a lot of anxiety, not being able to sleep, and just experiencing their own health issues, like you're saying, I think we can see and, you know, surmise from that the situation might be a little too overwhelming for the caregiver. And whether it's a spouse or whether it's a young adult or just, you know, a mom who's trying to raise three kids on the side and take care of an aging parent, we have to recognize that. And those are all very normal feelings to feel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you hit something that, you know, come up against something that requires a lot out of you, it's very normal to feel overwhelmed. But we have to recognize that, and we have to help ourselves through that.
And when you have lack of sleep and stuff as well, that makes you a little more on edge.
Right.
Also, where you may not be the person that you used to be, as patient or as kind as you were to your loved one. And I'm talking about as the caregiver here, it could become too much. Anna Tobin is with me for Meals on Wheels Older Adult Alternatives of Fairfield County. And we are talking about, caregiver support. You know, these days there are so many that want to stay in and try to be in their homes anyways as much as they possibly can. And And it, we're going to share with folks of maybe what we can look for in somebody who is a caregiver for a loved one mm-hmm. on where there's signs of stress or what can we do, I guess, in approaching them to let them know that you're seeing a change in them as the caregiver. Well,
and we know there are so many supports out there and available for caregivers of a loved one. You know, I think like we were talking off air, you know, listening and observing from the outside in, looking to see how this opportunity is taking its toll on the caregiver, but reaching out to them, listening to them, hearing what they have to say about their experience, and then offering that support, you know, if it's a respite, just a day of, you know, hey, you go out and get your hair done or go shop or do something to get away from the situation for a while to kind of regroup. But, you know, at Meals on Wheels, we do have caregiver support programming in place, and that does offer just that, the opportunity for some respite time away from each other. There's support groups available within the town. We can offer meals. We can offer the emergency response buttons and that type of thing for someone you're caring for in your home if you're an unpaid caregiver. And so I think, you know, as we were talking, just being aware of the situation as you're looking, you know, from the outside in, if you're a child watching your parents, you know, supporting each other as they age, or you're watching a young mother trying to raise her own children and care for an elderly parent, you know, just being there for that person, listening to them and hearing what their fears and anxieties are at that point, and then directing them to supports that can help them.
Absolutely. And I got to say, and I say this all the time because I see people miscommunicating often, is the number one thing that you do is if you do want to bring it to a loved one's attention, who is that caregiver, and you want them to know, be very sensitive and be very compassionate when you're speaking to them. Bring up the, how much you care for them and how much you love them, as well as the parent who is the ill one that they're taking
and
care
appreciate the fact that they're taking care of.
Yes, tell them that, communicate with them, but let them know how much you do love them as well, and you don't want to see them decline with mom or dad also.
You're right, and you know, I think that happens often.
It does.
You run yourself ragged trying to care for this loved one, and your health then fails, and then you're not good to anybody. You know, you're not able to help your loved one. And
So when speaking to them, don't be authoritative.
That's a
just be
very
compassionate.
Good point. Yes.
Let's just make sure.
It is a touchy situation.
Very.
It really is. I mean, human emotion is, you know, such a strong feeling and bond that we need to be sensitive for that. But there are supports out there. Mm-hmm. And just want our listeners to be aware that please, you know, look to the Central Ohio Area on Aging. They have many support groups for caregivers here locally. Contact Meals on Wheels, the Southeastern Ohio Center for Independent Living. There's many supports available to help you in your role so that you can be successful.
That's right. What is your contact information?
Meals on Wheels, we're located at 253 Boving Road here in Lancaster, and our number is 740-681-5050. If you or someone you love are in need of our services or could use more information about the Caregiver Support Program.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tina.
You got it. Anna will be back with me next week. She's with me every week, and we will find out what we can share with you then to help make a difference in your life, if not someone else's.